Today's episode of Young and Happy is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the exclusive razor with a tube of Dr. Carver's shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's $15 value for only $5. In your first month box, you'll get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of 4 cartridges, and a tube of the shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/yaw. That's Y-A-H. It's dollarshaveclub.com/yaw. Guys and girls, if you listen to Young and Happy, we would really appreciate you guys getting your razors through dollarshaveclub.com with our promo code because they support us, so we want to support them back. If you're going to get razors, these are really nice razors, and they're cheap razors, so you might as well do it. So that's dollarshaveclub.com/yaw.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
You got no sauce, man. You're lost.
This is Young and Happy.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Young and Happy, Happy Burst. So whenever Ronan and I started this Happy Burst, or even this, when he came back, basically, one of the things that I wanted to happen was I was like, I want to be able, we kind of had a schedule going where it was every Thursday. So it was once a week. I said, it's kind of hard for us to like really stay engaged and stay on top of everything if we're just going once a week. And so then we introduced Happy Burst, which are basically daily episodes. When there's not something super relevant going on in our lives or in the office, then we do the daily topics.
Right.
However, when something goes down and we want to talk about it, I feel like this is an appropriate time.
And so we brought in with us two pretty young, spry guys. I'd say that they're pretty happy.
Young guns in the office.
It's definitely the part of the young faction. So in studio with us right now, we got Tex with us, the Bandera Butthole himself.
I'm a huge Tex fan, and you know that. I said it to you privately. I'll say it publicly.
I appreciate that.
Huge Tex fan.
And we also have young Page Views in the building. YP in the building, mixing it up. What's good, God?
What's going on, man? I also want to say I'm a huge Bandera Butthole fan as well. I feel like
I'm a big YP fan as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel like it doesn't get said enough, though. It's fun to mess with them, but we are fans in the end.
Word.
People do like people mess with you a lot, Tex.
Yeah, it's just words.
Yeah.
But what if it's physical?
Then we'll settle it. That's how we. You should know, Caleb. Like in the South, they don't really talk as much. They're just like, all right, let's fight, and then they fight, and it's over with.
So like,
no one talks in the South.
What do you think about like when Big Cat he pushes it too far?
I just got to come back stronger.
Will you ever? If he's punch gonna,
him? If he punches me first.
What if he pushes you hard?
Then I'll push him harder.
So you have to be on the same level. I'm gonna wait.
So you're a Christian. You're like you're turn the other cheek type
guy.
Yeah,
man, you can't let other people dictate your life.
I like that. That's beautiful.
So the reason why you guys are in here today is because we came in the office this morning, and we heard that there was a little bit of a situation with you guys this weekend, and I said we need to talk about this on the show.
These guys have a story to tell.
Yeah. So. Someone set the scene. YP or Tex, take over. Set the scene for us. Well, we're going to ask. I still don't really know the full story, so I might pop in with a question, but kind of tell us what happened.
Let's start at the beginning, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So every weekend, I'm in here doing stool scenes late, like Friday. Hopefully done Friday. If not, it gets done Saturday. I haven't really gone out since probably like February, January.
Damn.
Which is, it makes for a drab lifestyle because then you never really like get a release or any sort of like break. I'm just always here, and then I go to bed, and I come back.
I came in here on Saturday night to get my bags. So I went out from work Friday, like directly from work. So I left my bags here, and then I never made it back to the office as I went home. So I came back Saturday night around, what was it, 8 or 9?
Yeah.
To get my bags, and YP was here.
That was, like, exciting. Like, I went back down the elevator because I heard someone go up. I didn't see who it was. I was like, this is so exciting. I'm going to have interaction. I went down to the lobby. I was like, hey, CP.
What's up?
And then we just waved, and then that was it.
Ships in the
night.
Was
great, though. That raised my spirits, you know? So I'm sitting there, it's like 10 o'clock, I'm like, all right, I'm almost done with this. Prime posting hours, you know, Saturday at like midnight, that's peak hours for the website. So I post a thing, I texted my friend the Bandera Butthole because I know he's always down. There's a lot of guys who are out of town, this, that, I'm like, Tex, he's there for you. If you need it, he'll go out with you. So I FaceTimed
him. True text? This is true?
I wasn't down, though. Remember,
you were,
originally.
You were, yeah. I was reluctant. Because
I was installing the shit in my room. Like, because I still live out in moving boxes. So I was installing a drawer. And then, but...
Installing it?
He was. He FaceTimed me. He had, like, a power drill and was, like making it.
I don't know if it's legal because it's an apartment, but I'll apologize later.
Fuck it.
Yeah. And so he FaceTimed me. He's like, yo, like, I haven't really gone out in the city. And I was like, oh, I can't let that happen. So he was like, let's get loaded. And I was like, all right. So,
So we called our friend Chip, T-shirt Chip. We went out. First we had some cocktails here. It was fun. A little bit of the Jägermeister that's been seasoned with Larry's air in the freezer for a while. I've been staring
Larry's
at it for a while.
The dead office goldfish that's in the freezer.
So he's been christening that. We had a little bit. And when you don't drink for a long time, sometimes you tend to drink and it has a heavier effect on you. So we started turning it up. We go to some place.
Was this really the first time you've drank since you've been here? Damn near?
Since, at least a month or two.
Damn.
I mean, other than like one beer maybe like every random, you know what I mean? So I said, Double B, I want to turn up. He said, all right, we'll turn up. So we go to this other place with some kind of reggaeton, you know, a little bit of like kind of Jamaican.
Gasolina
dance
or some shit.
Yeah, and I was feeling
it. Are you guys over 21?
Yeah.
I'm 25.
I'm 23.
I'm an old boy. So we were in the dance hall. I was like, all right, I'm feeling this. I'm getting even more. We were vibing. And people were coming up. And I have never been out here since I started working here. So I was like, man, this is fun. I'm sure you guys are used to it. I was like, this is kind of tight. People come up. They're like, let's take pictures. I was like, man, this is crazy.
People
like,
were taking pictures with you? That hasn't happened to me in New York.
I mean, if you go out where we went. I've never had that in my life. I was like, man, this is kind of fun. Like, this is cool. So then Chip tapped out. He was iced out, glazed eyes. We go to the next spot. Even more people. I was like, man, Double B, this
is
crazy.
What time are we talking right now? Like, what, 12?
2, 3. We went out at 1 something.
Oh, wow.
1:30.
Okay. Yeah. It was late. Like, I was getting home from the strip club and the sun was coming up.
Well, and now, now we lead to the next part. My friend, the Double B,
just
we
teased
were
it right there with the word strip club.
The script ain't a sin to go to the script club, as Pac-Man Jones once said.
It ain't no sin to go to the script club.
And I've never been in my whole life
to any strip club.
Never. It's kind
any
of
any gentleman's establishment, ballet, ladies' joint, anything like
as
that.
As sad as unbelievable as some people, I literally had never been in my whole life.
So, can I ask you a question now? So,
yes, sir.
You had never been to one before, but obviously knew about them. You seen them in movies. So, what was like your
really
what, in your mind, what was a strip club in your mind before you went?
I would say, what's the Ying Yang Twins video where they're like, what is it, Magic City? You know what I'm talking about? Where they're just throwing money everywhere.
Right.
A lot of scantily clad women and a lot of like rappers. It's kind of, so I was like excited. Not excited, but I was more just like, I'm down for whatever at this point.
And how much money were you rolling in with?
I mean, I just had a card, so that ended up being a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So we go to the first place. The Double B's like, yo, we're here. It turned out to just be an abandoned building. There was no strip club there.
Exactly.
I was like, man.
Where in the city is this?
Dude, you could have told me.
Do
I
you know
was
where
on
you were,
Mars.
Tex?
I had no idea. So I'm just following him around.
So how'd you get there?
Yeah. So then we went to another one.
Yeah, I Googled it. And then we went to the Rick's or Mark's or something like that. And they wouldn't let us in because YP was wearing sweats, I think.
They were Lululemon. Like, it wasn't some trash stuff, but they were like,
he was doing stool scenes.
I mean, we weren't planning any of this. I was just at the office all day Saturday. I was like, not in a, I don't even know. Yeah, so we go there. They're like, no. We walk down the block. I was kind of relieved because I was like, man, whatever. Like, I didn't really want to go, but I was like, and those kids were around when you were talking about it. So I was trying to be, I was like, yeah, bro, I'll do it. I don't care. I'm not going to tell
a
bunch of kids. Yeah, I was like, yeah, bro, we'll go to the script club. I don't care.
Right.
So then all of a sudden I hear, Free smoke. I was like, oh, shit. John Rose toes. And it was like, I turned into like Jekyll and Hyde. I was like, oh, shit, I got to start rapping this. So this huge bouncer was like, he was feeling it. And there was a video that I saw on my phone. Did not give very many of the words. But at the time, I remember, I was like, oh, shit, like, am I Drake? I didn't know, you know what I mean?
So you're rapping this for the strip,
we didn't know who he was. It was just outside. It was playing on the speakers.
Do you remember
the
name of this spot?
No.
No idea.
I tried to look it up yesterday. It doesn't exist.
Damn.
So he goes, he was like, yo, you're killing it, bro. Which is, after seeing the video, he was very taking advantage of me because I was not killing it. So he's like, yo, you come in for free. Don't even, I don't know, is there like a cover charge?
But there wasn't a line.
Yeah, so, and this place was, like, empty. So he hooked us up by getting us in for free.
He was probably like, this dude is about to spend some money. This guy is drunk. He's about to...
Let me just preface the story. It was basically a robbery. Yeah. This was, I don't know if it was premeditated or if we just looked like a couple of suckers. Guys, I can't imagine.
You guys are you keep doing your punchlines as prefaces, but go ahead.
True. We got to work on that, but maybe if we were that smart, we wouldn't have got robbed in the first place.
All right. All I'm saying is, like, so I'll take over the story, I guess. So we walk in, and I don't know, like, what I did, and I walk in, and a girl's like, come with me. And we go pop. I pop a squat right next to YP, and she gives me the best goddamn lap dance of all time.
Nice.
And I wasn't even thinking, like, of course I thought it was for free because I didn't say a word. You know, I didn't say like any of that crap. And then
no one had negotiated on a any
no
type
deal.
Of pricing.
No deal was made.
Exactly.
No handshake agreement. Certainly not a written one.
I was like, fuck. I need to want. So I'm like, all right. I'll be right back. I go to the the front of the bar.
No, I gave Tex my wallet because they were dancing in front. There's like a stage. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, you're supposed to get ones and like throw them.
What am I supposed to do
with
your wallet?
No. So I said, yo, take my wallet. Like, go get me some ones. I don't know. I this is all hypothetical.
Do you have your ATM pin?
You can use a credit card. To be honest, that's probably a good question that I probably should have asked them. Like, hey, are you going to need more forms of like something? I was just like, I was kind of spazzing. I was like, shit, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to act like, I'm like, yo, go give me some ones. Like, that was like the play. So I give Tex my wallet, he disappears.
Yeah, I tried three times, I got the receipts, transaction denied. And so I'm like thinking, all right, fuck. So I go back over.
Is this with his wallet or with your wallet?
My wallet. I didn't try his wallet, which in hindsight, I should have at least tried. But anyways, I go back over, she's like continuing her lap dance. And I'm like looking at YP like, we got a problem, dude. Like, I wasn't going to say it. And, like, her tits are, like, right in my face. Like, I can't really. I'm, like, I kicked him in the middle of my lap dance.
So you guys are really close together?
Pretty close.
Knee to knee.
No.
You guys sit across from each other or next to each other?
I was sitting, like, to his right.
Okay. Yeah.
But, can I add, I'm also, while Tex was gone, I'm sitting there looking around. You know, I'm, like, very bewildered by the whole situation.
First time.
So I'm looking around. I see a group of young, affluent African-American men over on the other side. I said, damn. And they were large people.
This is the rap video you were hoping for.
And in my head, I'm like, I started looking at this one dude. And I was like joking with him. I was like you know, I guess that wasn't very good for a podcast. But I was like looking very like bewildered. And he was laughing because I assumed that he'd been there multiple times. Which then, after I looked at him for a little longer, I started looking. I'm like, man, I've seen this dude before. Like, who is that? It turns out, I don't know how my brain put it together. It's our good friend Plaxico Burress, formerly of New York Giants fame, and formerly of shooting himself in the leg at the strip club fame.
So maybe the most like famous strip club attendee of all time.
High school to college lifetime, probably the biggest moment of strip club. A 2-year jail sentence, for like a kind of Super Bowl impacting potentially that
basically
year.
Basically, like ended his career at the strip club.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And so you were among strip club royalty.
And I was, at that point, I was like, yeah. And then so I look over, the BB comes back. I'm like, what a scene. You know, and I love Tex, but the mullet is very like visually shocking thing to look at when he got like these huge ass strippers.
Wait, you
like,
take that?
Oh, no, I understand.
It's like, just picture two. You got Bandera, Texas with the handlebar mustache, the mullet. And then you got Plaxico Burress, and then these ladies, you know, clapping everywhere. And it's like, what a scene.
Okay, two questions. One, what kind of action was Plaxico doing? Was he
just, I mean, it looked very fun. There were just a lot of girls in his face. They were hanging on him. He was just throwing ones everywhere. I was like, that looks.
Fistfuls of cash?
Yeah, it was very cool. Like, I was like that guy cloud. Knows what he's doing here.
Okay, second question. What kind of girls were these?
All right, we were the only two white people in there.
Okay.
Right, so which we didn't know when we were pulled in, and it became very apparent. So, which leads us to the next part of our story.
So, I don't know what happens, but I make up an excuse to go, like, leave again.
Because, like, but you owe them money at this point.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been dancing with them?
Like, less than 5 minutes. It had to be 3 minutes tops. Like,
it was legitimately 3 to 5 minutes.
My time combined with her, because I sat down, I tried to get your attention, then I bounced again. Like, that. It couldn't have been longer than 30 seconds. But granted, I was shit-canned, so who knows. So I like, look up the nearest Wells Fargo, and I start, like, running there. And I get a call from YP that says, yo, I'm at the front, and they're threatening to beat my ass if you don't come back and pay. And I'm like, well, fuck. So I put my legs into fifth gear, got to the ATM, withdrew, sprinted back.
How much did you withdraw?
Fucking hell. $250.
Yeah. So
I was broke.
I was sitting there.
Once I got back.
These chicks are dancing around. I didn't know. There was no champagne room. There was no sort of crazy stuff going on. It was about as G-rated of an experience at the script club as you could imagine. I'm just like more like amazed that I'm there.
Right.
This
but
girl
you're just
comes
in the
up.
Hole now.
No, but I go to leave and she was like, yo, you and your friend. Like, she was like, we need 260. That was 13 songs or something. And I said, ma'am. I said, we were here for 5 minutes. She was like, well, like, that's what it is.
We had a power hour mix on, bitch. We're
so,
fucking whipping through these songs.
It was amazing. It was like one of those Lil Wayne, like, mixtapes from back in the day were just snippets. You know what I mean? Like, that must have been the songs. So I was like, well, that's crazy. I'm like, I'm not paying that. All of a sudden, these two large men, also, well, they were large men. That's all you need to know about them. And they
sounds
said
like they were black.
Yeah, oh, they were, yeah. Okay. I wasn't thinking about that, but yeah. Which is kind
it
of intimidating.
Sounded the way you said it sounded.
To me and Tex, two gigantic black bouncers. Right. They have a tendency to be tough customers if you're, like, in that position. So I said at that point, said, okay, how much is it? They go, oh, come right over here. They walk me to the ATM and said, here, put your PIN. I put it in. They typed in the stuff, and I gave them the whole stack.
And how much did they type in?
$260. Every dollar that they wanted. I was like, oh, fuck. So then.
Oh, fuck, indeed.
I'm like, bro, this is bad. And then I'm thinking, okay, I can leave now at least. I'm like, it was like paying for my freedom. I'm like, all right, at least I'm gone. I go to walk out. They grab me, literally forcefully grab me. I said, what's going on? They're like, your boy's not back. And meanwhile, at this point, that stripper was telling me, she's like, where's my money? Your boy owes me money. I was like, dude, I don't know. Like,
fuck her, dude.
At this point,
fuck
I was
her.
Like, I was thinking to myself.
Yeah, what's the
I
beef?
Said, man, Tex, I really wish you were here right now. So I said, man. I go, I don't know, but he'll be back. Can I just, like, take a walk? Like, I'll go find him.
Because didn't you owe, you said you owed 50, or you owed 60, but you would only give him 50 or something?
Yeah, that's what happened. That's where this fucking, I'll refrain from saying the word I wanted to use.
Yeah, keep that.
But, so I get back, I repay YP, and then I give her 50. And she's like, nah, 60. And I start laughing, like, in front of her face and, like, all the bouncers and shit. And she goes, like, I took off my clothes and let you touch me. I was like, you're a stripper, you know? Like, that's your job.
That's and, true. It's facts.
And we had a back and forth, and they were trying to intimidate me and shit, but I wasn't caving in. And actually, there was one other white guy there, and he was a stoolie. He was, like, part of the club.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he was
I
like,
forgot about that.
I'll cover it. And
the
so,
$10. He covered the $10 for you?
Yeah. Shout out.
I'm starting to think I actually got robbed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. I was pretty blasted.
I wonder if she said 60 and I thought she said 260.
You just gave her the hefty tip.
I mean, I'm pretty.
You guys have the same amount of dances?
I wasn't even. She was just dancing in front of me, dude.
What do you mean just dancing in front of you?
Bro, like, I'm sitting in a chair. She's sitting on the edge of the stage, like, dancing.
It seems like this would have been a great chance for a Just the Tip app transaction.
Just because you have money doesn't mean you have cash. Just the Tip. We've got funding.
That could have saved a lot of overhead. She could have just put in her Just the Tip. You could have inserted your Just the Tip, and you could have had a smooth transaction.
Or, Ron, or if it's Just the Tip, like, you just want to give our young friends a tip for next time they go to the strip club?
Yeah. Don't go.
No. Well, and then that's not even, like, the worst, like, part of this story for me, I think. So I start walking back. Like, I was like, fuck it, it's a beautiful night, there ain't nobody here. But I start going the exact opposite way towards, like, the World Trade Center.
Wait, so what time? This is, like, 3? Like,
no, 5. I was
it was pretty late. So I start, like, turn around, go the right way, and, like, the sun's coming up. You know, have you guys ever had a night like that? Like, where the sun's coming up, and you're just like, fuck, dude. And
you then, wonder like, if they got cabs still.
Yeah. So,
no, I was back in my apartment at 4:40. And the video of us going into the clubs at 4 o'clock. So, and we walked back from wherever the fuck that was, yeah. Which is at least a 20, 30-minute walk. That makes sense.
So I got home, took an hour nap, went to church, obviously, to repent. And then
damn, what? You went to
day.
The 6 o'clock mass? What the hell?
You said that the worst part of your night was still in front of you.
What do you mean? That I mean, it was the morning, first of all. But
you said when I walked out, that wasn't even the worst part of my night.
Yeah. Well, it was the realization that I just partied till the fucking next day.
So it wasn't necessarily like doing it. It was like when it hit you.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck, dude. You know? Like, goddamn.
You spent $50.
No, I spent, well, I gave $150 to him. But I don't know now. Now I'm starting to ask questions.
So it should be that if he didn't get any dance, it should be that you owe $260. So you were getting dance. You're the one touching boobies.
Yeah.
I didn't touch any boobies. That's a fact.
How were the boobies?
Oh, they're... Dude, I love black women. Like,
nice.
That was a good part of the night. Like, I came to that realization.
So that was realization.
So yeah,
some bad,
one.
Some good.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I got fucked with that club more sober.
Yeah, you do.
Good. It was
really
strong club.
Yeah.
I would say I would never go back there.
Well,
I
don't
can't
know
believe
if we'll
you
have
a positive
experience.
In.
I don't know if they'll let us back in, but if they'll let me back in, I'm definitely down.
All right. Well, also, shout out to the stoolie who helps you.
Maybe yeah,
he's
really.
A listener who should not be named.
Well, I don't know his name anyway, so.
And shout out to Plaxico Burris, too.
Yeah, that was wild.
Nice.
So, I mean, it was fun hanging out.
Nice. All right, guys. Well,
I'm glad we got that off our chests.
That's a good story. If my recommendation to you guys would be, you know, have fun. Make sure you know where you're going, I guess, in New York City. It's like,
well,
the biggest concern, I guess, is that you don't know where you were.
It was his first night out, you know? So, because I was going to say no, and then he said that, and I was like, fuck. Like, I can't let that happen. So I was like, all right, we're going with balls to the wall. We're going to a strip club. Like, we're doing this.
Right.
And, you know, I'd do the same for you guys.
You would. I know you would.
So,
damn, that's a good look, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, dog.
Perfect. All right, well, guys, that's it. That's today's Inside Barstool story. That's YP. What's your Twitter?
It's at Young Page Views.
Young Page Views. He's the one who puts together all the stool scenes. If you watch him, the recaps every week, and also my guy Tex. What's your Dr.
Hip Hops.
Dr. Hip Hops.
What's the story behind that?
That was my karaoke name that I came up with, and I was like,
were you in like a karaoke league?
No.
He loves black women.
If there
bro.
Is one though, like email me because I'm big karaoke guy. Because okay. I'm a good singer, dude.
Can you sing something for us right now?
I'll need some music.
Can you play something? Can you just look up like an instrumental on YouTube and just play it for him right now?
Well, you want me to rap?
What would you rather do? What do you do on karaoke?
Well, sounds like hip hop. It's always hip hop, but it's only because they don't have country songs. I'm a good country singer.
So what if he's gonna look up an instrumental on YouTube right now? What do you want it to be?
I mean, fuck it. Let's spit some bars, dude.
You want to spit some bars real quick?
Yeah.
Do you want to freestyle or you want to?
Yeah. You think I have lyrics written down?
All right, fine. Can we just play a hip hop beat for him and then he's gonna just freestyle? Producer Ben's out today, so we got a first timer, but I think you can pull it off for sure.
Do you want me to put the microphone up to the instrumental?
Yeah, that would be the quickest.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so what's about to happen? We have Dr. Hip Hops. Tex, a.k.a. the Bandera Butthole, is going to lay down some bars for Young and Happy. Nice. Young Tex. Bandera's finest.
Talk that shit, Tex.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to shove my dick in your clit. Give it a lick. You better not spit. Huh.
Offset.
Dick cat is a bitch. Suck it. Motherfuckers, I run this shit. Hey, now. I'm kidding. I don't mean to do all this spitting, but I'm feeling it. Hey,
nice.
Let's go. One more round. What do you say?
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey. That was Dr. Hip Hops.
My guy, I don't know if you understand how a clitoris works, but.
we're going to break that down before we get to the show. All right. That was Young and Happy. See you guys tomorrow.
Chosen, only you can feed up your memories, read it in the lines of the broken.
asking. I'll be chasing your shadow, but I will never know.